If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have
it. And why don't you have it?
If you don't, by golly, get on it.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Here we go. All right. Let's have some music.
Oh, please.
Our good buddy Dave Stamey is riding along with us. Yep, great song. This is entitled Wheels.
We left Missouri in these wagons. We left our homes and farmlands there behind. We crossed the Platte in these wagons, heading west, a better life to find. These wagons, now the only thing I know is real. The constant motion of these wagons and the endless turning of the wheel. Time moves so slowly in these wagons. With luck, we'll make 15 miles today. And we will noon there in the greasewood. No water there to wash the dust away. And strain to pull these wagons. Their yokes leave sores and never heal. Like us, they're prisoners of these wagons and the endless turning of the wheels. The dust, it does rise and it settles on my clothes and on the very lashes of my eyes. The Johnson's child died today. They buried her on the train. And now within these wagons, poor Mrs. Johnson cries. She's walked so long beside these wagons. Now the only thing that she can feel, her buried child grows further distant with each new turning of the wheel. 40 miles of desert lie waiting up ahead. The devil's plain of alkaline sand. Dust and this endless wind seem more than I can bear. And beyond trembling of my hand. Our lives are here now in these wagons. We fight a land that will not heal. I feel we'll never leave these wagons. And the endless turning of the wheel. And the endless turning of the wheel.
Oh, that's a good song for this show, isn't
Oh, yeah.
I like that song. I like the writing in it, and talks about the pioneers on the Overland Trail.
Holy cow.
Yep.
That's another show.
That's a whole nother show. We should do one.
Well, we have.
It was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
And people have forgotten. So we can do it
we
again.
We can redo that one, yeah.
All right. And that's when all the wheels came off.
That's when all the wheels fell off, yeah.
Right. I got to thinking of some of the wagon wrecks that I have had witnessed or heard of. All the above. My good buddy Tom Kolrick is quite a teamster.
Right.
And he was driving a wagon some occasion. I don't know if it was like a commemoration of the Oregon Trail or what, but he was on the seat and there was a wagon load of people and he was going downhill and his right front wheel hit a ditch.
Oh, no.
And it threw him off the seat. Yeah, slid just straight off the seat onto the ground.
Oh, no.
He still had a hold of the lines because he knew if he didn't, somebody was going to die.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Still had a hold of the lines.
How did he get back? He got him stopped.
Got the team shut
Ooh,
down.
Ooh, good team.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Good teamster.
Yeah.
Because that could have been ugly.
Well, that brings me back to my father-in-law, Dick.
Uh-huh.
He could do anything with a team.
Right.
And he would tell you, I can do anything with a team. And he could.
And he could.
But put him on a tractor.
Or in a pickup with a trailer.
Or a pickup. There wasn't a gate on the place that was safe.
I remember you telling the story of him with a runaway team going back to the corral, made it through the gate, didn't touch a thing.
Never touched it. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a beautiful piece of teamstering.
Yeah.
But you also told me stories where he's taking the mirrors off the truck.
I don't need these.
Right.
But, you know, when you get into a tough pull with a team of horses, what do you do?
You pour the coal to it, right?
Well, it's different in a tractor. You know, you get into a tough pull, you're just going to get deeper and deeper.
Yeah,
More coal you pour.
That is a true statement. And I've been there, done that. Right. Well, how about a little cow poetry
what you
this
got?
Week? Well, you know, I don't know. Just because we can, this is the third race at the Honeymoon is Over Downs.
Hey, do we have any birthdays out in the audience? Any birthdays out there? No birthdays. What about anniversaries? Got any anniversaries in the audience? No anniversaries. What about divorces or separations? We got any of those out there tonight? There's always somebody that'll raise their hand just because. Yeah. Well, then this is dedicated to you. Now, I did not write the original version of this. A fellow named Nick Sanabria wrote the original version. I asked him, contacted him, said, Nick, would you mind if I rewrote that a little bit so that I could perform it in public? He said, sure, knock yourself out. So this is called and dedicated to you back there in the back. This is called The Third Race at the Honeymoon is Over Downs. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third race at the Honeymoon is Over Downs. They're at the starting gate and they're off. Jumping out in the lead is Romance and Affection with Domestic Bliss in close behind. It's Romance and Affection and Domestic Bliss. Here comes Marriage Vows, followed by Immediate Child with Romance and Affection falling off quickly. Mortgaged Up the Wazoo is overtaking Domestic Bliss, and here comes Nasty Attitude. followed by more children and drinking heavily. Here they come down the backstretch. It's drinking heavily, moving out in front of mortgaged up the wazoo, and coming up strong on the outside is credit in shambles. It's credit in shambles, followed by I don't care anymore, nasty attitude, and up yours. Up yours is challenging for second as they move into the clubhouse turn. And passing on the rail is I don't care anymore, taking the lead. Followed by keep the stupid house, your cooking stinks, and not tonight, I have a headache. Here they come sprinting out of the clubhouse turn. I don't care anymore, still out in front. Up yours is challenging for the lead. It's up yours and I don't care anymore, neck and neck. And down the stretch they come. Up yours is pulling away from I don't care anymore by a length and coming up strong as I am out of here. And passing the pack is keep the stupid house and at the wire. It's up yours, keep the stupid house. I don't care anymore and I am out of here.
Yeah, that's when the wheels
and
fell off.
That's when the fight
started. That's when the fight started.
Who yep. won the race?
Yeah, right. Up huh? yours. Uh-huh. How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, yeah. This is a classic.
Who's singing?
The Sons of the Pioneers.
What are they singing?
Wagon Wheels.
Well, of course they are.
Wagon wheels, golden, golden wagon wheels. Keep on a turning, turning, wagon.
That is a classic. I do like that stuff. You betcha. Well, folks, we are talking about, and that's when the wheels fell off the wagon, but we need to ditch out to a cowmercial.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And the good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2023 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, September 15th and 16th. Registration opens Friday, September 15th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, September 16th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, September 15th and 16th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information or to register online, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.